Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
And we're going to be starting with our first story today.
This ad is brought to you by Carzuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
Traffic policeman killed by drunk driver during charity event in Bangkok. A traffic policeman, Deputy Inspector Asada Jumniasi, was tragically killed this morning by a drunk taxi driver in Bangkok while managing traffic for a charity run. The incident occurred on Phaonyothin Road as a green and yellow taxi with a blood alcohol level of 287 milligrams percent collided with him, causing fatal injuries. Despite immediate medical attention at Phumibol Adulyadej Hospital, Asada succumbed to his injuries. In response, Police Major General Annan Warasat of the Bangkhan Police Station has ordered a review of all benefits for government officials to ensure full support for Asada's family, including assistance with religious ceremonies and welfare rights.
Horrifying incident. I mean, especially a taxi driver, somebody who's on the roads all the time, like supposed to be responsible. And early morning, too.
287 milligrams is absolutely insane. The legal limit in Thailand is 50.
Right. How did he even, like, get the key in the ignition? That's it's shocking. So hopefully, well, that guy will be off the roads forever now. Yeah. And
he's going to be in jail.
Yeah, that's for sure. And hearts go out to the policeman's family. Anyways, that's not the only drunk driving story we have today. So on to our next story. An intoxicated joyride ends in chaos in Pattaya as a young man is arrested. So in Pattaya, a 24-year-old Thai English man was arrested following a destructive joyride while under the influence, resulting in multiple collisions along Pattaya South Road. Identified only as Matthew, his reckless driving in a Toyota Altis ended when he crashed into several parked vehicles and motorcycle, causing a domino effect, but fortunately not injuring anyone. Witnesses, including local motorcycle taxi drivers, reported his erratic swerving before the collisions. Police at the scene discovered a plastic bag containing a white powdery substance believed to be ketamine in his car. Now, Matthew admitted to consuming alcohol and ketamine, impairing his memory of the events. He was detained for further testing, including alcohol and drug screenings, as part of the ongoing investigations by Pattaya City Police. Fortunately, nobody injured in that one, but a domino effect. I always picture that in the movies, but it must be a funny thing to see in real life, just the mics like stumbling over each other. Anyways, don't do ketamine and drink at the same time, and then definitely don't drive.
For those of you unaware, ketamine is a horse tranquilizer.
Yes, it is.
I wonder how someone figured that out, like that is going to get you high. Like someone just saw a horse tranquilizer and decided if it can take down a horse.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've been watching Dexter lately. That's what he uses to knock out his victims.
I've been rewatching Dexter too.
Yeah, no way.
Season 4 now.
That's so funny,
dude. I've been binge watching it for the last couple of weeks.
No way. Yeah. Funny, I'm on 6. That's so great.
It just came on Netflix.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I think, I, you know, this is like the third person I've heard about it. Yeah, it's a good rewatch, man. Yeah. Anyways, check that one out.
ladies and gentlemen who are watching live right now, for those of you who might not be aware, we're trying something new where we're actually trying to use the teleprompter so that our eyes constantly look. Obviously, we're a bit rusty, so do bear with us. And we're working with the teleprompter speed, which is unfortunately not at the same speed as our reading speed. And it's also because we're not used to it. And because our teleprompter man, Jason Clark, is rubbish.
All right. We're okay.
He's all right. Okay, so do bear with us. If you feel like we're talking weird, it's because we're trying to keep up with the teleprompter.
Yeah.
All to provide a better experience.
Indeed. Yeah, working out the kinks.
Allegedly a better experience.
We're hoping so.
Yeah. Mm. All right, let's move on to our next story. Mm-hmm. A fishing trawler engulfed in flames in Andaman Sea. 9 crew members have been rescued. That's right. A rescue operation was successfully conducted in the Andaman Sea after a fishing trawler, Sri Thong Pei 7, caught fire while refueling. 15 nautical miles southwest of the Kaw Surin Islands, the incident occurred early this morning and involved 9 crew members, comprising 2 Thais and 7 Myanmar nationals. They were rescued by another trawler, Cham Udom Sombat 1, which spotted the flaming vessel and evacuated the crew to safety. The Royal Thai Navy subsequently facilitated their transport to a fishing pier in the Kuraburi district. Five crew members sustained injuries, with a 54-year-old Thai engine mechanic suffering severe burns. Now, the preliminary conjecture by the vessel's skipper is that the fire may have been sparked by engine parts coming into contact with fuel, oil vapors during refueling.
Yeah, terrifying. Fires on the sea, right? Yeah. Water all around, but not in the right place.
Yes.
Fortunately, everybody was able to be evacuated before anything tragic happened.
Yeah.
Going to be out of a fishing boat for a little while there, I think.
Yeah, sometimes it's a lot more difficult to get water in or on a boat than you might actually think.
It happens all the time, too. Like, boat fires are, there's so much engineering going on, and if everything's not running just right, like, something can spark very easily. Yeah. So, be careful, especially on those old boats.
Yeah.
Well, on to our next story. A weird story coming from the BTS. An investigation has been launched after passengers were trapped in a BTS lift in Thailand for an hour. Now, Thailand's Deputy Transport Minister, Khun Surapong, has called for an immediate investigation following an incident where passengers were trapped in a BTS station lift for over an hour.
Wow.
The malfunction occurred yesterday, trapping three passengers between the ticketing floor and street level at a station en route to Keha on the BTS SkyTrain Sukhumvit and Siloam lines. Now, the trapped passengers, consisting of one male and two females, were rescued after an hour, with CCTV footage confirming the duration of the ordeal. Now, the lift, maintained by Kone, was immediately taken out of service for inspection. The Department of Rail Transport is overseeing the investigation and has emphasized the need for stricter supervision of service providers and enhanced training for BTS station staff. Additional measures include increased emergency preparedness and collaboration among related agencies to expedite incident resolutions. Now, compensation for the affected passengers is being expedited as per regulations. Not fun. Talk about getting late for work. Yeah. I don't know about you. I got a strong claustrophobia fear. That is one of my biggest nightmares, getting stuck. Have you ever been stuck?
No.
Never?
Mm. But I'm a pretty big dude. I just don't get myself in tight situations.
What? An elevator?
Oh, yeah, no, I've never been on wood, as they say.
Indeed. Yeah, it's happened to me once before. And, not fun.
You just start panicking?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. It's a little slight breathing thing going on, but, you're okay.
All right.
But, I wonder what compensation's going to be, by the way.
Yeah, true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next story. Our next story takes us to a Phuket van driver arrested for brandishing knife in a road rage incident. Now, in Phuket, a road rage incident escalated when a van driver identified as a 50-year-old Thang Sok brandished a knife at a taxi driver. The confrontation took place near a central Phuket intersection of Chalom Prakiet Rama 9 Road and was captured and shared on social media by witnesses. Prompted by the incident, the Phuket Transport Office coordinated with the Vichit Police, who quickly located and arrested Thong Sak at his home in Talang based on his vehicle's license plates. Now, despite testing negative for drugs and alcohol, Thong Non Sak admitted to police that he was provoked by the taxi driver's slow driving in the right-hand lane, which led to a threatening situation. He is now facing charges for carrying a weapon without reasonable cause and for causing fear through his actions. The taxi driver has filed an official complaint and legal proceedings are underway. Now, we've all been angry when you're driving in the fast lane and you come upon a slow driver, but that is no excuse to take out your knife and threaten his life.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I really enjoy outsourcing the stress of driving. Like, okay. I really never drive because, road rage is a real thing. I've experienced it many times myself, and it's not a good feeling. But don't act on it, right? Just yell in your car a little bit, get angry. But, definitely don't start brandishing weapons. It's not going to work.
Not worth it. Not worth it.
Definitely not. Well, the weather has been in the news a lot lately, but apparently rumors of an extended summer have been overblown. Mm. Now, Thailand's meteorological department has refuted these claims of an extended summer. Now, the Thailand Meteorological Department, or TMD, has debunked rumors circulating on social media that suggest an extended hot season lasting until September. The TMD explained that the typical Thai summer season spans from mid-February to mid-May, a period characterized by the country being closer to the sun and experiencing maximum solar radiation, especially in April. Despite temperatures occasionally exceeding 40 degrees Celsius, the onset of the rainy season around mid-May, brought by the southwest monsoon, generally cools the country down. The monsoon season, which lasts from mid-October, lasts until mid-October, involves widespread rainfall and lower temperatures due to high humidity and monsoonal strength. By September, during the rainy season's peak, the conditions are not conducive to prolonged heat. The TMD reassured the public that it will continue to monitor weather patterns closely and issue alerts for any severe conditions. Well, that's good news. Mm. I don't know, man. I'm like just sweltering every single day I step outside. So I keep telling people I'm ready for the rain. Like, you know, when the rain's here, I get sick of it and I'm like, yeah. I'm ready for it to clear up. But at this point, it will be a very welcome change to just how sticky it is outside.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I prefer it being hot than the rain.
Yeah.
Because the rain also brings the floods.
Indeed.
People forget, you know, because they stop talking about the pollution.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, all I want is the pollution to go away. But then the floods come in.
Yeah.
Every season, there's another issue.
The grass is always greener, I think, though. I don't know. Whatever I'm not experiencing now is what I want.
I prefer somewhat the pollution to the floods. The pollution, you just close your doors, you get an air purifier, you can still live your life.
Mm,
floods, you're just kind of, you don't have the option to move.
That's true.
I like maneuverability, don't you?
I think that's a fair enough assessment of things, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But well, I don't know. Like I said, I just want to complain about whatever the weather is. So I'm sure we'll be complaining when that comes along too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, those were some of the stories from across Thailand today. We hope you enjoyed the show. For now, we're just going to dive into the live section. But before that, please, if you want more stories, which there are many more stories, please visit thetiger.com or ASEAN Now.
Indeed. Yeah, the merger is on.
Yeah, for now, we're going to go into the live chat.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.